Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's Monday, the 7th of November, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. Well, it was another nightmare of the third quarter Saturday as A&M allowed Oklahoma 4 third-quarter touchdowns on the way to a 41-25 loss to the Sooners in Norman. Now at 5-4, the Aggies can only hope to become bowl eligible and possibly get a better-than-500 season out of one that started with such high expectations. The Aggies had 4 turnovers against a team that they could not afford to even have one. Coach Mike Sherman talked about that.
You can't play football that way. You can't play football without the football, and we're playing without the football. You take a possession away from the offense and you give it to them. Here, you take it. So we have to shore that up. That's on me. I got to get that fixed because it should be fixed by now.
The Aggie defense played well in the first half, holding OU twice to field goals instead of touchdowns. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter.
I don't think it was X and O's as much as our guys played close to fanatical, you know, for a lot of that game. You know, we got punched in the mouth a little bit in that third quarter and we didn't respond as well as we needed to. That was disappointing. Had we responded better in that third quarter, I would have liked our effort.
Aggies are back on the road Saturday. 2:30 is the kick to meet Kansas State after the Wildcats now have lost 2 in a row. The newest BCS ranking shows LSU on top, followed by Oklahoma State after both won close games Saturday. LSU beating Alabama 3 field goals to 2 in overtime in Tuscaloosa. Alabama dropped only one spot from second to third, but with a fairly easy schedule left, will likely be passed by Stanford probably before it's all said and done. But the Tigers and the Cowboys control their own destiny to the national championship game, but both have plenty left to play. Now, LSU has Western Kentucky. They'll win that. Then Ole Miss. They'll win that. But then Arkansas plus an SEC title game. Oklahoma State has Texas Tech and Iowa State on the road, and then Oklahoma at home in the Bedlam game. Well, it's official. Missouri will join A&M as the 13th and 14th members of the Southeastern Conference. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive was in Columbia yesterday for the Confetti and Streamer Party. There could still be a question as to if Mizzou will be able to officially enter when A&M does on July the 1st. The Big 12 needs 10 schools to fulfill a TV contract, and whether West Virginia is cleared to join the Big 12 to replace Missouri by then, well, that could be decided in court, as both the Big East and West Virginia have now sued each other over the issue of if Missouri has to wait 27 months to leave the Big East. So stay tuned. Well, one last Big 12 trophy for the A&M soccer case as the Aggies beat second-ranked Oklahoma State 1-0 yesterday. Megan Majewski's last-minute goal won the Big 12 tournament in San Antonio. It was their first Big 12 tourney title since 2005, but their 12th Big 12 title overall in 16 years. Jordan Day had the shutout in goal with 2 key stops against Cowgirl shots on goal. A&M will find out today their marching orders for the NCAA tournament with hopes that they can again host a first and second round match of the 64-team tournament. Congratulations, Coach G. Guerrieri and the soccer team. The reigning NCAA champion Lady Aggie basketball team introduced some new faces to fans yesterday. They beat Oklahoma City in an exhibition 84-63. Adora Alanu scored 16 points for A&M. As all the players got into the game. After laying out a year, transfer Kelsey Bone started slow but warmed up and scored 11 points and got 9 rebounds. The 6th-ranked Aggies will open the regular season Saturday, hosting Lamar at 7 o'clock. The men will host Liberty to open the regular season Wednesday night. And it's playoff time for many high school football teams, and in the Brazos Valley, with A&M Consolidated's loss to Belton Friday night, they tie Belton for second place in 12-5A, but they'll be the second seed out of district for the 5A Division I. That means that they draw third-ranked DeSoto Friday night, 7:30 in DeSoto. The teams had previously flipped a coin for home and home, and DeSoto won that flip. DeSoto will be fired up after losing their first game of the year in their season finale Thursday night in a nationally televised game with Longview. We'll carry the Consol DeSoto game right here on 1620. Also in the Brazos Valley, Navasota will meet Sealy Friday night in Waller. Undefeated Brenham will host Kingwood Park Friday in Brenham. And in 2A, Hempstead and Lexington both have byes, while Franklin will meet Italy Friday night in Buffalo. Well, Tony Romo rebounded from a shoddy first half to lead the Dallas Cowboys to a 23-13 win over Seattle yesterday. Jason Witten and Laurent Robinson each had a touchdown reception. Here's the Romo to Witten throw.
33. Romo, 5-step drop, sets and looks, throws it down the left side. Witten all alone. 15-10. A block, a Cowboys touchdown.
Arian Foster and Ben Tate both topped 100 yards rushing yesterday, and the Houston Texans got a 30-12 win over the Cleveland Browns. Quarterback Matt Schaub afterwards.
It was just a matter of them being healthy and being out on the field. Ben's got a good sense of the holes in the zone running scheme that we use. And, they're a good complement off one another. Arian brings a little bit more to the pass game with his ability to catch the ball and make people miss in the open field. But running the football, they're both doing an exceptional job.
Former UT quarterback Colt McCoy was sacked four times and threw an interception for the Browns. And Tony Stewart, he picked up another win. NASCAR yesterday, that was in Fort Worth.
Tony Stewart with a great run this afternoon here at Texas, headed to another set of six guns and a cowboy hat. Smoke's rising in Texas today.
It was billed as a championship fight coming into Texas Motor Speedway. Don't know if it was a knockout punch, but a big win today for Tony Stewart as he takes the checkered flag in the AAA Texas 500 and gains precious ground on Carl Edwards with only two races to go in the chase for 2011.
And that's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on, everybody, to WTAW.com.